Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
All right, right to Hey, I Was Wondering, if we use your Hey, I Was Wondering. You send it to us any number of ways through any of the messaging services on our social media, but please get it right when you do.
No, yeah,
Violetta,
please
send. Is very particular. And rank some probably in order of priority Instagram. So if you really want to get her to read your message, go to Instagram first.
Yeah.
Because if you throw it in on Snapchat, she's never going to see it.
Well,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you don't even do anything there, do you?
No.
Yeah. We promote it, but we don't do anything with it.
I don't know if we even have a Snapchat.
Well, we promote it. I sure hope we do.
Well, no, nobody gave... I don't know.
Really?
I don't have the info. And I've asked a couple times, but people just ignore me sometimes.
Good tip.
Okay. Yeah.
But on private...
Maybe we should pull that promotion. Here, follow us on something that we don't even know the password to.
And they don't expect anybody to go to it. That just sounds cool.
That must be it. Anyway, so today's Hey, I Was Wondering comes to us from Amy. Hey, Eric, so I was watching Friends, which everybody's doing again.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Friends revival is underway. And Joey was talking about breaking up with a girl because her Adam's apple was so big. Everyone else says Joey's girls, or say Joe girls. I don't know what that means. I don't know. Okay. Don't have Adam's apples. Is this true? I'm a girl, and I think I have one. Can you help? Thanks, Amy. So basically the question is, do girls have Adam's apples?
Huh.
Let's see yours. So you can't really see yours.
Oh, my gosh.
See how Melissa's, it doesn't appear to be anything there. It's there inside, but you can't see it.
I think you can,
whereas
you can
on
see
men,
yours.
You can
more
see
more pronounced on a man.
I have one.
Yeah, you can see yours. You're a dude.
Oh, my God. Why? You're not supposed to have that?
You're definitely a dude.
I'm guessing it's called an Adam's apple because it's more
some
of a guy.
Named Adam?
Well, maybe. Maybe
Adam and
maybe
Eve.
The original Adam. And I don't know.
It's
yeah.
The first apple.
Yeah. 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 Is it true? Are women not supposed to or generally don't have Adam's apples that you can see? Or is that just a story, a myth, a rumor?
I hate when you almost, like when you touch it.
It's all bumpy.
Yeah, it's like it like feels like someone's like, you know, like, ugh.
Yeah, it gives me the
something.
I have a fairly
almost.
Big Adam's apple.
You have a big one because
love when they say that.
Oh, okay. Well, when you talk, yours yours goes up and down. I'm used to it now, but I'll never forget like when I first met you, like all I did was stare at it because it would go up and down and up and down and up and down. Come on,
enjoy
we're
that one,
about
voice
the
guy.
Adam's apple.
Use that however you want, voice guy.
Wait, let me see yours.
Does Whip have one that you can
I
see?
I hope so.
I think mine's
put
bigger
your head
than
normal.
I don't
put
even like
normal.
To touch it. It creeps
know,
me out.
I know, right? Me too.
He doesn't hardly have one.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm a girl.
Like
Violet and I should switch.
Really?
For me, it looks like I have like a spinal cord in front.
Yeah. Does anybody know, any doctors, any nurses, anybody in the medical profession, do you generally encounter that... That women don't have Adam's apples, but guys do? She's staring at it going up and down right now.
It does. All
it
you
does,
do is
actually.
Talk and it goes...
It sticks out pretty
far. There you go, voice guy. Just add that to what happened just a second ago.
That's true, though.
Just help yourself to that.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe I'm not quite the idiot you thought I was, huh?
Oh.
No, you're still an idiot. 312-233-1019. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Eric?
Great. You're a science teacher?
I am. Yes, I am.
What grade?
High school.
Solid.
9 through 12.
Are you doing in-person? You doing e-learning?
We're doing remote learning. We're e-learning right now.
Yeah.
I'm out in Downers Grove.
It's pure hell, isn't it, Mike?
It just is awful. Yeah. I've been teaching for 29 years and just missing the kids. You know, that energy to get back.
So. Everything about doing the fake Zoom crash with the kids going, sorry, guys, Zoom's not working. Let's just catch up again tomorrow and then go and play golf.
Everything never about crossed that. My mind. No, never, ever thought of that.
That's what I would do. I'm not even a teacher, and I just thought of it.
Yeah, right. That's a good scam.
Mike, the Adam's apple, whether or not women have Adam's apples. Any thoughts on that from a scientific standpoint?
They have it. You just can't see it. So during puberty, when your vocal cords lengthen, then the larynx that's in there provides the space for it. That's why, you know, men have lower voices. They have longer vocal cords.
Well, that's right.
And that's why it's more pronounced.
Any reason that mine vibrates and jiggles and throbs? There you go, voice guy.
No comment.
Yeah.
Good call on the no comment.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, mine seems to be more pronounced than others, Mike. That's what Melissa claims.
Well, your voice has a lower register too, right? So right. there's some causation in there.
Oh,
not
that,
to speak
that
scientifically.
Makes sense. Yeah, there we go. Mike, what the answer?
I love that. What time does class start today?
8 o'clock.
And what are we learning today?
Actually, they're taking a quiz, but it's just on states of matter. Well, just it's a check in. You know, we check to see where that
states
we have to see if remote learning's working.
Right now, you know, and I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know, Mike. And I'm not letting the cat out of the bag on this. You know, all of them are cheating, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. I have talked to a couple of teachers. Like, yeah, pretty much every single thing is being cheated on.
Well, the kids are getting smarter, but so are the teachers. You know, I try to make a quiz where it's individual to each kid, so they each have different numbers.
Look at the hard work.
He's putting in the work.
Wow.
Yeah, you are.
That is a lot of work.
It's five. I feel like I'm a first year teacher again. So it's yeah, we are, and all our teachers are. Like they're just doing an absolutely fantastic job of trying to make it as best as possible under these conditions.
No doubt. I tell you, my hat's off to you, Mike. But remember those big four words: Zoom, crash, go golfing.
Ah. I got you, Eric.
All right, thanks, buddy. Have a great day today. Thanks for being a part of things.
That's great. I'd love to have my kid be taught by him.
Yeah, Mike sounds like a very dedicated, knowledgeable, happy, loves his job kind of guy.
That's
we need a lot of mics.
Yeah, we need.
Give me a lot of mics, and I'm happy.
Totally.
Top three cowboy songs I need to request at Don and Penny's.
Okay.
312-233-1019. It's always a big crowd favorite, Mike. Hi, Mike.
I have Friends in Lonely Places by Garth Brooks.
Yeah. Friends in Lonely Places or Friends in Low Places?
Friends in Low Places.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're lonely.
Right.
It's an old classic.
It's a classic. It rocks. Yeah. It rocks. 312-233-1019. It's a big one, Rick.
All My Exes Live in Texas by George Strait.
Yep, George Strait, All My Exes
That's
Live
a goodie.
In Texas. Can't beat that. Julie, a recommendation cowboy song.
Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, Dan and Rich.
Yeah, I've heard that one, yeah.
Big and Rich.
I like that one.
Yeah. Big and Rich.
We got half of the story with the countries. Close enough.
Shay was going to be jealous if Dan was hanging out with Rich.
Number three, Denise.
I want to check you for ticks.
That's right. That's Luke Bryan. In fact, we talked to, what's his wife's name?
Kimberly Williams.
That's right. We talked to Kimberly Williams about that specific song. She's married to Luke Bryan, right?
I guess.
Yeah right. Number two, Bill, cowboy song.
Cold Beer Never Let Me Down.
Cold Beer Never Let Me Down. I'm going to write that one down.
Who's that by?
Yeah. I don't know. Does it matter?
Guess not.
Hey, Bill, who's it by?
You know, I don't know.
See, that's why. Don't ask.
Just a country standard, that's all.
If he knew, he would have said it.
Magic Mitch and the Stray Dogs, they yell it out. Cold Beer Never Let Me Down. They don't yell back, who's that by?
Who comes?
That's not how they know the song. And then finally, in at number one, I'm going to yell this out at the end of the night, Gene, the country song.
Take Your Drunk Ass Home by Alton Carson.
There we go. Take Your Drunk Ass Home. Take Your Drunk Ass Home. Who's it by, did you say?
Alton Carson, I believe.
We're going to have to find that. Swanee, can we find Take Your Drunk Ass Home by Alton Carson? Just to get a little feel for that.
We're going to have to start getting more into country music. They're just too good.
312-233-1019. So Jennifer Lopez says daughter Emmy was brought to tears when she met Billie Eilish. Violetta is the only one who's cried on the show meeting anybody, and it was a 98-year-old great-grandfather?
Great-uncle.
Great-uncle who reminded her of the willow tree in Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Anybody so listening who has been brought to tears by somebody? Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Brought to tears by?
It's not me, but it was my daughter. She was in college in Nashville a couple years ago, and in walked Taylor Swift.
Boy, Taylor Swift, that'll do it to you. That'll do it to you. So she burst into tears, or was it a quiet, slow cry?
It was after she met her, she called me, and she was sobbing.
Wow.
At the time, she was a really horrible driver, and I thought she had gotten in a car accident. And I go, did you get in a car accident? She's like, no, I met Taylor Swift. I'm like, thank God you didn't get in a car accident.
Thank God, yes.
Yeah, it's much better than a car accident.
Taylor Swift and a 98-year-old great-uncle have a lot in common. Yeah. They both have the Willow Tree Pocahontas feel to them.
Full of wisdom.
Burst into tears. Started crying when you met who, Barb?
Hey, I've been listening to you guys for 20 years or so love you guys.
Thank you.
David Bowie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would do it.
Rocket Man.
I get that.
No.
Having a hard time hearing you there. Your phone's not very good, Barb.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm driving.
It's all right.
I met David Bowie at the Spider for Mars tour.
Yeah, that's the good one.
And I was backstage passes, and I lost it like a baby.
Right.
I was a big fan.
Right. Now that, well, stars have that effect on
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of big stars, that'll make you cry. Jessica, you were brought to tears.
Hi. Yes, I was, by the one and only Melissa herself.
You cried when you met Melissa?
Oh, my gosh.
I did.
Out of sadness and disappointment or out of sheer joy? I'm just giving her the choice.
Get out of here.
Let me finish the sentence.
This was actually last summer at Pierogi Fest when Melissa was crowned the Pierogi Queen.
Uh-huh.
I was walking back to my car with one of my friends, and we had just left the beer tent, so I was a couple drinks in.
Right.
And I saw the tent, and I saw Melissa, and I just couldn't contain myself.
I started crying.
Tears of joy. Oh,
Melissa's walking around whiting with her crown on.
Yeah.
Yeah, smelling like a pierogi.
You just made my day.
You're 9 beers in.
Aw, 9 beers. Of course.
You climbed in the Uber, cried at the Uber driver.
Oh, man.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Did you two chat? Did you talk?
Yeah, we did. We chatted. We actually took a picture. Melissa, you were super nice. I saw Big Karwowski, and I was like, oh, my gosh, where's Melissa?
I remember that now. Yes,
yeah, he
I
was like 9 beers in, too. He's like, I don't know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, how'd that ever work out that an Irish girl was crowned Pierogi Fest queen of a Polish festival? How'd that work?
Well, it ended up being because it's, you know, over in Whiting, Indiana, and I am pretty the only person around the station who's on air that's from Indiana.
Right. Yeah,
and of course, I mean, I grew up in and out of Whiting.
Sure.
And so it just felt still like a good fit.
Like a good fit.
I'm from the hood, you know?
I gotcha. I was always interested in, like, is there going down McGurran?
Yeah.
On the leading the parade with the big crown.
Look, it made someone's whole day and week. That's so sweet.
Yep.
You gotta make it there sometime. When that goes back, the parade after all this stuff is over, you guys have to go to that parade. It
2024,
is unbelievable.
Baby. 2024.
Yeah, that's right.
Or something.
Or something.
Yeah, like I'm gonna be here. If only Horsey McHorseface was in there in the Kentucky Derby.
That would be nice.
All right, so we're each going to pick a horse. What time's the Derby go off at Churchill Downs tomorrow, Whip?
Oh, man, I got to check that, too. I know it's Saturday, though, yeah.
That would be great if you could find that. Yep. And then whoever finishes closest to last will be declared the champion.
And this one particular race only, the whole thing is like, what, like
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fastest two minutes or most exciting two minutes in sports. 2:30 it looks like, by the way. Oh, that's Eastern, so that's 1:30 tomorrow.
Hi there, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. Welcome to the show. Are you ready to participate in the Eric in the Morning Kentucky Derby tradition?
Yes, I am.
Are you a big horse guy, Chris?
Not really, but one of those horses stood out to me.
All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. You going to be betting this on the side over at the OTB?
No, I don't bet.
Well, you will once I get done with
you.
all right, Chris, so you know the rules. I'm going to read the horses off here. We're going to give you the chance to pick first, but you must try to pick the horse you think's going to finish dead last, okay?
Not a problem.
And whoever finishes closest to last wins valuable prizes. Here are your choices. Listen carefully. Ready?
Yep.
Tis the Law, Honor AP, Authentic, Thousand Words, New York Traffic, Enforceable, Max Player, Soul Volante, Money Moves, Attachment Rate, South Bend, Storm the Court, Major Fed, Finnick the Fierce, Necker Island, Mr. Big News, or Winning Impression. It's time to talk horses. Chris, who do you like and why?
This one's real simple. I'm going to go with Soul Volante because Volante is my last name.
That makes sense.
Oh, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
All right, Violetta, keep track of these. Write these down. Chris has Soul Volante.
Got him.
All right, now, Chris, you get to pick who chooses next. Who's it going to be?
Let's go with Whip.
Whip. Okay, hold on, Chris. We're going to put you back on hold. We're going to talk to you next week and see if you win, okay?
Sure.
All right, and by winning, I mean see if you lose. Sol Vellante going off at 35-1.
Yeah, good luck, Chris.
All right, Whip, who's it going
to
be?
I have to go with Mr. Big News.
Big News makes all the sense in the world.
100-1 odds, so again, I like my chances.
Yeah, he is a... I think he might be a donkey.
He might be, which
I'm
is all
not
the
even 100% certain he's a horse.
All
I think
better.
He might be a donkey.
I hope so.
Yeah, so you're going with Mr. Big News, who is a terrible, terrible horse. They are.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Who's it going to be next?
Oh, my gosh.
Whip, you pick.
Oh, go ahead, Melissa.
Okay. So I'm going to pick, because I'm born and bred in Indiana, so I'm going to pick South Bend.
South Bend. Makes sense.
Okay.
How you went with bred, like a horse.
Yeah. South Bend going on at going out at 50-1. 50-1. You got a good chance to finish dead last. I don't know if that horse is working right in the head, though. Who goes next? Melissa?
Yeah, I'm going with Violetta.
Violetta, pick a horse, any horse at all.
Okay, I'm going to go Money Moves.
Money Moves. Why have you selected Money Moves?
Because I make money move. That's the song. That's it.
There's a song?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Cardi B.
I make money move by the Cardi B song. Yeah.
Cool.
I think that horse is a gimp.
Okay, right. Eric, what's all it going
right.
to be?
I'm torn between two.
Okay.
Which two?
But between Finnick the Fierce, just because it's fun to say, and Necker Island. I think I'm going to go with Necker Island.
Yeah, okay? That sounds more like you.
And do you know why? I'm going to go with that because of my encounter with Richard Branson.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, what? I was wondering.
I don't know if you know that story, do you?
No, where'd you run into him?
So, Richard Branson, I was at this function and he was there.
Okay.
And the guy I was with knew him. He's like, well, let's go meet Richard Branson. I'm like, okay, well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So, we go up there and the guy introduces him. He's like, Richard, this is my friend Eric. Eric has a radio show in Chicago.
Right.
And just wanted to say hello. And I'm like, hello, Richard. He's like, hello, I should be on your show sometime.
Oh, wow.
And the funny thing was, he'd been on 2 weeks before that. And I go, well, you were actually on 2 weeks ago. And there's a long pause. He stared at me and goes,
oh.
That's awesome.
I love that guy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. You're actually on 2 weeks ago, Richard.
Do you think he was thinking, I was on this really bad radio show in Chicago. I'd like to redeem myself.
He's not the first to think it. Yep. Mixed Morning Mindbender, as it turns out, a study says sightings of blank are up 51% amid coronavirus. Found this to be difficult, huh?
Yes.
Really?
No. Oh, I think I know.
I think I know also.
Very basic, right out of the gate. Ryan,
loser.
Sightings of.
Is it UFOs?
It is UFOs.
Oh. There you go.
UFOs. Yes! Everybody's like, I'm seeing aliens for sure.
You hear the word sighting, I feel like UFO is the first thing that comes to mind.
I thought it was rainbows.
Sightings of rainbows are up 51%. Rainbows and UFOs. You know why sightings of UFOs are up so high, don't you, Ryan?
Because we have nothing better to do.
Close. All the booze.
Ah.
It's got to be all the That's just my theory.
Just drink and look up at the sky for a while until you see something.
Everybody's drinking. Like, I definitely saw aliens.
Yeah, for sure. Over there.
How's your day going there, Ryan?
Not too bad. Taking the kids to school.
Oh, there you go. Going to school.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a new concept.
Yep.
Wow.
Now,
by that, you don't mean like to the basement, right? You mean actually to school.
No, they're going to their school building.
There you go.
Wow.
That's my guy. I'm a proponent of it.
See how long that lasts.
I'm on the record. See how long that lasts. I'll bet it lasts a long time.
Yeah.
I bet
you're
going
to see schools shift to going back to school
so
as opposed to stop going.
Over this whole thing. I just feel like something's going to happen and
we'll
they're going to close the schools down.
UFO sightings are up 51% amid the coronavirus. Widespread quarantine has more people than ever believing we may not be alone in the universe. Data from the UFO Reporting Center, which records UFO-related events, shows that sightings are up 51% so far this year compared to the same period in 2019.
Don't you think we would be ignorant to, like, assume that there wasn't other life forms out there, given that there's universes outside our universe? And
but beyond that, Melissa,
you know what
I'm
saying?
But that's not what we're saying.
I know. You're just saying people think they're actually seeing something.
Well, I'm just saying in the last year, you've seen 51% more. Did all of a sudden the aliens go, you know what, let's go down there a lot more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
We just have more time
causing it.
Right.
Yep.
This is the year where all of a sudden we're starting to see more, which may cause you to question.
Right.
Yeah, more time you're sitting with yourself, with your own thoughts, the more things get cooked up in your own brain, too.
Totally.
You start seeing things. Although you can tell that Melissa definitely believes in aliens. She is all E.T. all the time. Remember the issue we had earlier with a terrestrial and extraterrestrial this
week? That's right.
Oh, did you extraterrestrial have to bring that TV. Up.
Remember that, yeah. But up 51%. Have you seen them, Melissa? Is there something you'd like to share with us?
No, I mean, I've seen something in the sky, and it's flashing and not moving, which always makes me wonder, like, why is it floating?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get that. But you know how the airplanes have those flashing lights? It had more like that, so it looked like a plane but not moving. But I've never thought it was technically a UFO.
Why are you doing the air? Nobody can see you do the air. She's doing the air quotations. Why is it technically a UFO?
Well, because it's unidentified.
Well, by you, I mean, there could be somebody else.
But I don't mean...
Yeah, that's a balloon or whatever.
Right. Well, it's unidentified by me. So, but I'm not saying it's aliens. I just didn't know what it was.
So do you or do you not believe in aliens?
I do.
You do?
Okay. I do. There's something out there.
Violetta, do you or do you not?
No, I don't.
You do not. Whip.
I'm going to go no.
You're going no.
But kind of like Melissa, I mean, I don't discount the possibility, but I don't think we've seen them. I don't think that people see things and they don't know.
Why would they come here?
I don't think people...
Then why haven't they yet would be my question.
Well, I mean, you know...
If all of these UFO sightings are true...
Right, they're not true.
And they're there, then why hasn't anybody stopped by?
Well, right.
People say they're here.
Again, listen.
I know. Look at Men in Black.
Let's put it this way.
Will Smith has confirmed to me and Tommy Lee Jones that there are aliens here, and I don't even know it.
Let's put it this way. With the number of cameras that are in everybody's pocket right now and the number of stuff that gets filmed all the time, at this point, if there was a real one out there, we would have gotten some really good, indisputable footage at this point.
You know, they keep saying out there at Area 51. You know, who knows? Could be storing them out there.
That's so true.
They'd be on Instagram by now.
Maybe they look just like human beings. They're fooling us.
I know. I've seen Men in Black.
Exactly, I know. Well, I'm just arguing with Whip. I'm arguing.
I just said that. 312-233-1019. Anybody 100% convinced, nobody will ever be able to tell you otherwise. Deep in your heart and soul, you know you've seen a UFO.
Wow.
UFO sightings are up 51% amid the coronavirus, which I'm speculating is a product of sitting around and drinking for extended periods of time and then looking out the window and go, what is that? Oh, wait a minute. I think there's a lot of that going on. Because I find it hard to believe that all of a sudden a lot more UFOs have decided to show up in 2020.
Yeah.
And we're just starting to see
them. People are spending more time at home looking up in the sky, though, maybe, too.
Think so?
This would be the one year where if they actually showed up and proved that they were real,
this would be a good year for
we'd be like, oh, okay, just another thing.
Yeah. No, I said, okay, anybody actually, other than Melissa, feels like they've seen a UFO. So far, Melissa, one call.
Okay.
And it's not even him. He's They're claiming coming. His relatives have done it.
Okay.
They're coming. The people are. The calls for the
aliens are coming.
The aliens are on the way.
Gotcha.
Come on, everybody.
Hi, John.
Good morning, everybody. I wish I was by my mom's already. I'm heading to go see her now.
Yes.
Back in 1960, it was pretty much the whole north side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They grew up on Armitage and Halsted, and this was during the day.
There's a Binnie's there.
The whole neighborhood saw it, but my family was in the media then because whenever the media got there, they were outside, you know, watching what happened. I guess they actually scrambled airplanes.
They scrambled the jets in 1960 at Armitage and Halsted. But there's no Binnie's there. That's right by.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Wellington and.
There's no Binnie's there. Anyway, go ahead, John. Right. And so what happened?
And so what they saw, they didn't know what they saw, but something was up in the sky. And again, the jets came by.
Uh-huh.
They tell this story all the time. My mom's still around. My grandmother is still around, and they swear to it.
I'm going to look this up.
Swear that there was some type of unidentified flying objects, and jets had to be scrambled because so many people reported it.
Correct. I'm gonna get the information to you guys later today.
Right.
When
I get
to my mom.
Yeah, send it.
It wasn't just some random drunk guy on a glider, nothing like that.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what they came of it, but like I said, they stuck to this all these years.
Right.
Do you think they dabbled with like some drugs, maybe
hallucinogenics.
Back then?
Hallucinogenics. I mean, it was the start of the 60s.
Yeah. Any chance?
Yeah. I don't know.
Grandma Fessa.
We just conducted a secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll.
Fun.
Because I was surprised by a headline I read about two old celebrities. One of them's dead.
Mm.
Wow.
But a revelation one made about the other, and I'm like, really?
Huh.
And the headline was, I'll just give you the headline. Whip knows what it is. He's
No. It just occurred to me. This is
very exciting.
Very interesting.
What?
Jane Fonda reveals that she regrets not sleeping with Marvin Gaye.
Oh,
she
cool.
regrets not sleeping with him.
Like, all right. She should have.
I thought, well, that is a weird circumstance. It's not often you hear somebody regret not sleeping with somebody. They regret sleeping with somebody.
Right.
But not sleeping?
Yeah.
So we spoke to 10 people off the air and asked the question about their past. Is there anybody in your past you regret not sleeping with?
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
Hi.
Hi. Is there anybody in your past you regret not sleeping with?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Well, really? Yeah. A guy from college?
Yeah, I had a boyfriend at the time, but he was...
They always get in the way.
God.
Yeah.
But he what?
He was delicious, and I felt really guilty. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Right. So you didn't with this guy because you had the boyfriend, even though he was delicious.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So I didn't want to hurt my boyfriend at home, so yeah. I didn't sleep with him, but I've never forgotten about him.
Really?
Look at
him. Is he still alive? Is he still out there somewhere? Yeah. Can you find him
on social media and make all your dreams come true?
I thought it'd be a little creepy, so I didn't want to, like...
It's not creepy.
He'd be fine with it.
Just ask.
Right. You never know. Like, he may... Marvin Gaye's dead. Jane Fonda's got no chance, but this guy, he's right there for you.
Follow Whip's advice.
I love Dr. Whip.
Yeah.
Articulately.
So we spoke to 10 people off the air about their past. They didn't know the question. Had no clue ahead of time. And said, is there anybody in your past you regret not sleeping with? What do you think the results were?
I'm going to say 7 said yes.
That they regret it. Okay.
That they regret it.
All right.
10 out of 10 said yes.
Really?
Wow, that's not like you, Whip.
Violetta.
Talk about the callers.
Yeah, I'm going to go 9 out of 10.
I'm surprised you guys all went that high. It is 8 out of 10 say they do regret not sleeping with somebody.
You always
that would
have
lead
that
me
one.
To believe that all of you have that experience.
The one that got away,
the vast majority. So everyone has one. There is that guy in your past that you feel like you should have, Violetta?
Yeah, I was at this cabin with my sister's friends, and...
All right, now it's starting to get weird.
No. And we met this guy at the bar, and he was a Philadelphia...
Flyer?
He played for, like, the hockey team.
Sure he did.
It was a Flyer.
I don't know what team
I don't know the story, just for the record.
Yeah, and
sure
I...
he did. Guys never lie about that stuff when they're out of town.
He was so cute, and
there were so many times we got to tell you, I played for the Bears.
Oh, my God! Well, it worked.
Yeah, totally. And,
well, not really, kind of. I just got
people
nervous.
Ask me, what are you? I'm like, professional basketball player.
Exactly. Look a little short.
I play for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last minute, I didn't pull the trigger, and I regret it.
Wow. Melissa?
Does it count if you didn't have a chance, but you wanted to?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I think in order to regret not having it happen.
You needed the chance.
It was on the table and you took a pass.
So there are a few, but there's one that comes to mind. It was a while ago, like maybe what, 10 years ago or 11 years ago, you guys set me up with a guy.
Wait a minute, something we set you up with that you should, now you're thinking you should have?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. Isn't it terrible now that I can't remember his name off the top of my head?
He must have
I can't remember
really
my
had
guy's
an impact
name.
On you.
Yeah,
his
well,
personality
no.
and name.
But remember, he came to Mexico with us, and then I actually dated him for a little while, and he was the car sales guy at the BMW dealership. And then I thought he was too young for me at the time, so I broke up with him, and he got married to a girl that looks just like me. But now I look back, and I wish that I would have done
it. Melissa, stop. This is not your therapy session. Boy, she really laid that out. All right, and then he ended up marrying somebody that looked like me, which I think is pretty much a sign that we should have been together forever, and I'm going to need my Zoloft refill.
Oh, God.
That thing had laid out on the couch written all over it for other reasons. All the stories we haven't had a chance to get to until now. You ready? Here we go. Story Friday. We're going to start with Diane and end with Diane, because that's kind of how the show's been going.
Wow.
All right, you ready?
Look at that case.
No Time to Die. Daniel Craig suits up as James Bond in a thrilling new trailer. They've released a trailer. There we go. We're just talking about getting back to work.
That might be on Twitter, but...
Coming up. Trending on Twitter on Thursday. Universal. Finally, I stole somebody else's
stuff. No, it's so annoying. crying.
It's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
On Thursday, Universal Pictures released the latest trailer for the 25th James Bond film. It stars Daniel Craig in his fifth and final outing, sure it is, as the iconic British MI6 agent.
I love that. It's almost like he's laughing as he says it. Nope, never going to do another one until they back up the Brinks truck.
He said that four times.
That's what he says. Exactly.
Keep backing up the truck. That's all part of his negotiating plan.
Smart.
So he can get rich like Kanye. Kanye West reacts to being named the highest paid male celebrity of 2020. Does that make anybody else confused like it does me?
Well, yeah, because the list is different every time.
Well, how Kanye ends up on top.
All right, Yeezys, my friend.
Yep, that's exactly what it is, I guess, right? Yep, the highest paid male celebrity out there for 2020. Story Friday, young people think ending sentences with a period is hostile.
It is aggressive.
What?
Yep.
Because you're making such a point. It's so aggressive.
Right. Punctuation is hostility.
Yes, of course it is.
You're right, saying so something demanding.
If I send a text to you, Violetta, and I end it with a period, you're like, whoa,
Okay, period's really bad.
Right.
That's the end of story. Don't talk to me.
Okay, period. Wow. Which I don't think would be, I guess it could be grammatically correct. Isn't it? Anyway, so if you're texting a millennial, do not put a period on there because...
Very dramatic.
How's an exclamation point? Are those okay?
Yeah, I have friends that do like multiple explanation... what are they called?
Exclamation points?
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot the word.
I think I'm going to throw the eye roll at you. pigeons invade UK student's room after window was left open during lockdown. Pigeons overtook the room.
They're probably pooping all over the place.
Yep, he left the student hall in Nottingham, UK, suddenly in March before the lockdown. Last week, he received an email saying workers had found that his flat was covered in pigeon droppings with eggs in the sink and chicks among his clothes, and not the good kind of chicks, Whip.
Oh, my God. Yeah, sounds like lower whacker in there.
Yep, pigeon chicks. There you go. Drunk driver in Port Charlotte, Florida, crashes car into drive sober or get pulled over sign.
Oh, that is irony at its best.
Definition right there.
Yep. Meet Bounty Sheremy. That's the name, Bounty Sheremy.
Oh.
A 22-year-old Florida resident was arrested for drunk driving early Sunday after allegedly slamming his Mazda into the electronic sign, cautioning motorists, drive sober or get pulled over.
Unreal.
Zoom.
Let's talk about having babies for a second.
Okay.
Patty Hernandez of Charlotte, North Carolina, is pregnant with her 16th child.
Oh,
stop it.
She must like that, then.
She's like a Duggar.
Good analysis, Whip.
Yeah. She must not mind having kids around.
Good analysis. Usually by 14 or 15, you start to settle on. Yep, she seems to be enjoying it.
Right.
Well, the older ones start taking care of the younger ones.
Keep it rolling, Patty.
Patty has 5 boys and 10 girls, including 3 sets of twins.
She
gave birth just 3 months ago. Patty and her husband spend $500 a week on groceries and diapers and use a 16-seat bus to transport their family around. Her oldest child, Melissa, is 12. So,
what? Oh, I don't know how they're doing it then. Triplets, right?
Your theory's right out the window
there.
It
is. Yeah. Well, when you said triplets, blew it.
Yep. So she's got 16. This one's got 1 and had no idea.
What?
Woman gives birth 1 hour after learning she's pregnant.
Oh, these stories always get me. It's so confusing.
And there used to be a show about that on TV.
Called I Didn't Know
on
I Was
TV.
Pregnant.
Yeah. England resident Tasha Davies recently gave birth 1 hour after learning she was pregnant. She assumed that her weight gain was due to excessive snacking before birthing a healthy baby boy.
Mm. Wow. Mm-mm. Well, at least
Let's go to people on the dark side of things right now. Neighbor advises woman to dump cheating boyfriend in a brutal note left on her car.
Oh, I saw that.
The woman received a harsh note on her car suggesting she break up with her boyfriend. The note, which was photographed and posted on the Neighbors from Hell Instagram page, Violetta is now going there.
I am going.
Explained that the neighbor knew about the boyfriend's infidelity because she had actually slept with him herself.
Yep.
What?
FYI, I blanked your boyfriend. He said you two were broken up. You should drop him. P.S. Wash your car.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, there's so many things in that note.
A lot of things going on there. Violetta's most thrown by the dirty car. Yeah. And finally.
Insult to injury.
Man works as funeral crasher.
The Daily Mail
says a private investigator from Australia named Bill Edgar has a side job as the coffin confessor. What he does is he crashes funerals and airs the dirty laundry of the recently deceased. Bill says he passes on messages that the dead people didn't feel comfortable saying themselves.
Oh,
so just before they die, they say, Bill, I need you to show up at my funeral and tell my brother-in-law what I really think of him.
Wow. Holy cow! That is amazing!
What a cool job!
Is it?
Yeah.
I can tell you that I have a brother that's confessing to sleeping with his brother's wife for the last 6 years.
Oh, my God.
The funeral confessor.
What?
I want to do that.
It's a great place to pick up women. Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.